Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
Hey everybody, it's Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. And yesterday morning I had the privilege and honor of conducting an interview with a Army veteran who has an amazing story, and you'll get to hear it on an upcoming episode, the Veterans Day episode of today's Boondoggle. But as we closed our discussion, we talked about, you know, the turmoil currently taking place in our country, that me and him both and many others have raised our right hand and took an oath to defend and even die for this country, and the divide and everything going on has just been heartbreaking. And we decided to pray for our country, and this election coming up this Tuesday is going to be very, very important election in this country's history. And he said a prayer that I felt was pretty amazing, and I wanted to get the prayer out to everybody now so we as a nation can humble ourselves and heal our land. And I hope you enjoy this prayer. I hope you take time to listen to this prayer. Silence your mind, open your heart, and let God speak. And no matter what happens this Tuesday, whatever the decision is of this election, we just all have to remember that we have one God above that is in control of it all. So enjoy. You know, we've got so much turmoil in our land right now, in our country, in the world, but you know, specifically in the country that we raised our right hand, took an oath to defend and die for. We got so much turmoil. We have, our first responders and our military members that are still currently serving. And all this stuff that's been being brought to light about human trafficking and children. Yes. And just so much of this darkness being brought to light. And then, you know, I mean, our president and his family in this administration, love him or hate him, you know, he still needs our prayers. We're supposed to, if people, you know, consider him an enemy, well, we have to pray for our enemies, you know. So I don't. I'm personally a fan. I don't hide anything about it, you know. But just everything that I just mentioned, would you mind saying a prayer to involve, to bring all that in?
Absolutely, man. I'd be honored to.
Awesome.
Father, we just come before you this morning with thanks, honor, and praise, Lord. Lord, we know that you are still El Elyon, the Most High God, and still in control of everything, Lord. So we just thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We know that we're on the potter's wheel right now, and nothing beautiful, you know, comes from the potter's wheel until the job is done. And we know that you're working on it, Father. We just give you all the honor and all the praise, Father, for where you're taking us, because you're already in the future, God. You are the omniscient Father. You're a good, good Father, and you have our future plans. For Jeremiah 29:11 says that you know the plans that you have for us, and it is to prosper us and give us a future, Lord. And we understand that in our hearts, our body, soul, and spirit right now, that what is around the corner, when you show yourself to be who you are, God, the great I am, that this country, our service members, all this craziness will be brought to a screeching halt, because Satan is running scared right now, Lord, like a true insurgent. The enemy attacks are spiking when he's about to fail. So, Lord, we just come against anything right now that is not of you. We come against human trafficking. We come against suicide. We come against the Jezebel spirit that's had the grip on our nation. Lord, guide people to the to the election booths and give them the spirit of discernment, Father, that will guide them in the right direction and bring this country back to a God-fearing country, a country whose constitution is based on you, Father. Bring us back before it's too late, Lord. We beg this right now in Jesus' name, that come next week, by the end of next week, this country will once again be set on the path that you had originally ordained for us, Father. So, Father, we love you. We thank you for all you're about to do. Let your glory fall, Lord. Let your glory fall, your kavod glory upon this nation once again. And let us be the bright shining light, this the city of Zion on a hill that can't be put under a lampstand. Let our light show forth again as you bring us back to your heart, Father. So, Lord, we thank you. We love you. Bless my brother here who has been transparent with me for about an hour now. Bless him, Lord. Protect him. Let your face shine upon him, Lord. Give him everything he needs to be whole and complete. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening once again to today's Boondoggle Radio Show. Please check out our website, domaincle.com, and todaysboondoggle.com. Be sure to follow us on social media at Today's Boondoggle on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for more information about this podcast. Support us on www.anchor.fm/todaysboondoggle, as well as on GoFundMe. Be sure to subscribe, comment, download, and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, and all the other podcast platforms. Please email us with questions, suggestions, and comments via todaysboondoggle@gmail.com. Please leave us comments and 5-star reviews. Thanks once again for listening to today's Boondoggle Radio Show.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.